Hi, this is Lawrence, Development Manager at Fabrica, with the next in the series of booze that we're recording about the elephant bed, which is in its final few days now. I'm sitting in the gallery, which is open, so any noise you hear in the background will be because of that. I'm sitting here with Helen, who is one of our regular volunteers. The first time that I've had an opportunity to talk to one of the volunteers, actually, and she's just going to talk a bit about maybe how she came to volunteer at Fabrica and some of the experiences that she's had with this show. So I'll pass you over to Helen now.
Hi. Yeah, how I became a volunteer at Fabrica. I was walking past the building and I'd heard it was a gallery. It was closed, but I hadn't realised that, and I kept kind of banging on the door till somebody came and asked how I may become involved. I got a volunteer form and ended up actually volunteering for the first exhibition, was the Anish Kapoor, which was great because it was out in the public arena. So I kind of really just enjoyed the whole process, and then was invited to be part of, well, as a volunteer, you're invited to be part of all the exhibitions. And there was the John Grade elephant bed. What's been particularly interesting about this is the actual construction of it. But maybe before I go more into that, I'll talk about being a volunteer a little bit. What's great about working at Fabrica is there doesn't feel to be the hierarchy you often get within organisations. You feel that you're part of the whole process of the place, the workings of the place. And that's really refreshing, which helps when you're actually invigilating the exhibition. For the John Grade exhibition, it was great to be part of the process of the making and the construction. He was a great artist to work for, very humble, and that made everyone feel that they just really wanted to make this piece work and make it kind of up and working before the actual opening time. In doing that, it really helps to talk to the public when they're coming in, if they're wanting to know about it. And the temptation is to just really explain to everybody the minute they walk through the door, but it's more important to let them have their own interpretation and then give them more information if you can see they're feeling that they're needing a little bit more information, a little bit stuck, maybe a little bit unsure about coming in. And they're the people I really want to pounce on when I see them at the door, just unsure about stepping over that threshold. It's a very accessible gallery, and it's about just getting people to come through that door and then explaining the work and getting them involved. There's too many things I want to say. Yeah, one really interesting project I was involved with was the partially sighted group that came along, and they actually helped me to see the exhibition quite differently and how it reflected the construction of the building. I hadn't seen that before, and it was great to be able to see it through other people's senses. Come along, volunteer, because it's just great, and it's been a brilliant experience for me. I'm not sure what the next exhibition is. I think it's a film exhibition.
The next one is a digital exhibition.
Oh, digital exhibition.
More details to come.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. But I've also volunteered to walk this one into the sea on Monday, so that's going to be cold. And I'm looking for a wetsuit on eBay. Okay, take care, and come and volunteer. Bye.
That's brilliant, thank you. Thanks, Helen. I think I probably just said thank you, Helen, then anyway. But that's really great. And as Helen said, the kind of final act of the exhibition will be a parade of the sculptures down to the sea from the gallery, which is happening on Monday morning. That's Monday the 31st of August, very early, I think around 8 o'clock, to coincide with the low tide. And the sculptures will be paraded down to the sea and taken into the water, which will be their kind of final resting place where they'll dissolve. And John, who is the artist, will be back from Seattle for that. So it'll be a chance to meet him as well. So if you're in Brighton and you feel like getting up very early for what will probably be a quite bizarre spectacle, then do come along. And that's all. Thank you, Helen, and we'll speak to you again soon. Cheers. Bye.